Welcome to Trust the Bible. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. I told you that today, as Halloween, I would focus on the television show Stranger Things. So Stranger Things is meant to be a scary television show. It deals with dark, supernatural powers working kind of behind the scenes in a small town. So that's what I'm going to do. Now, the purpose of this program is still to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. But as I've explained the last few days, I want to talk a little bit about how movies often interact with biblical viewpoints or our view of the Bible, and it's important to recognize some similar themes to help us to bring up conversations about the Bible with others. It's also important to notice where movies and stories have a message contrary to trusting the Bible, so that if you take note of it, it's not going to be as likely to influence you in a negative way to keep you from trusting the Bible. So I hope this is helpful in helping you see some things that go on in movies that you can begin to recognize on your own. So Stranger Things is on Netflix. There's three seasons of it. I don't really say that I'd recommend the show, especially for children. There's some content in there that I wouldn't think is appropriate, but I do want to comment on the overall message of the show. It's set in the 1980s. There are a bunch of kids that are kind of learning to grow up, and they face challenges in real-world life, but they also face supernatural challenges, and these are the Stranger Things, of course. And so it's kind of a fun show, but then there's also these dark elements. So Will is one of the main characters in the story. He gets sucked into the upside-down world where there's this terrifying creature trying to kill him in season one, and he's able to communicate with people in the real world. He's kind of in this invisible plane, this alternate dimension. He's still right in the town with everyone else, but no one can see him, touch him. He's sort of immaterial. Now, he thinks everyone else is missing. He's in this dark, strange place. It looks like the town, but everything is creepy and dark and, covered in, plants and dust, and everything just looks broken down like it's been an abandoned city for 100 years. And so he's stuck in this weird world, but he's able to communicate with his mother back at his house. He can kind of go in his house, and there's certain ways that he can make lights come on that are in the real world. He can do things sort of energy-wise in his world to cause lights to turn on and so forth in the real world. And so he communicates that way. Now, I want to read to you a quote from Michael Heiser. He's written a book on this, The World Turned Upside Down, Finding the Gospel in Stranger Things. And he makes a lot of interesting observations. So even if you've never seen the show, which I suspect many of you haven't, I hope this will be helpful in how to think about other movies and shows that you do see. You know, I'll just say in general, horror as a genre of movies is something Christians don't need to spend time in, and we are told to think about what is true, noble, right, pure. We shouldn't have our minds engaged in 2 hours of gore and horror scenes, on a regular basis. I don't think that's healthy for our minds as we seek to trust the Bible and follow Christ. But there is an element to horror if it's done well and if it isn't just filled with gratuitous violence. But if it's done well, there's an element in which it can deal with frightening topics, deal with the human subject of fear, the emotion of fear, and our understanding of how fragile and temporary life is and how real that is, that the Bible also wants us to deal with. The Bible has a lot of horror kind of stories in them because life is broken. This world is messed up. There are things that scare us. Now, that should point us to finding our security in God, which I don't think most horror movies today do. But Stranger Things does in a way. And so that's what I think is different about this TV series. So let me read you a quote from Michael Heiser's book, and Michael Heiser writes a lot about the supernatural world according to the Bible. He writes about angels, demons, different spiritual beings, and he's a solid biblical scholar. He's not just writing to create, lots of sensational stories. He really deals with the ancient texts and the cultural background and all of that. But he says this about Stranger Things. quote, "The Bible teaches that alienation from the God who made us and loved us is a tragic anomaly in God's intended world. Will Byers found himself in an anti-world, a bizarre, abnormal place foreign to human inclusion and experience. We're no different." You know, we're all kind of in an upside-down world, or this kind of alternate reality. The world around us isn't as it should be. It's broken by sin. There really are spiritual forces at work in our world to deceive us, to lead us to death, spiritual death, that are at work all around us that we don't see unless we are studying the Bible and asking God to give us the eyes to see deception, to see when we're being led against the Bible. And so the world that Will finds himself in is very much like our world. In fact, you know, as you watch the show, if you do, one of the things I'm wondering is the mother kind of has a couple encounters with this demonic, really scary being from this alternate world. He comes to the house, he knocks on the wall, she even sees him a few times. And I'm thinking, if I'm her, I would want to be as far away from that house as possible. But she stays because she thinks that she can somehow figure out how to help her son if she's there. And so there's a lot of scenes where the family members are staying in this home, even though all these horrific events are happening. And I'm wondering, what makes you stay here right now? You know, get out of there. But, you know, this is a real situation in real life. We don't have... you know, scary demons knocking on, you know, that we physically hear and see banging on the walls of our house. But I do think we have a lot of dark, sinful, chaotic things that happen in our homes. We have broken homes. We have divorce. We have arguments. We have violence. We have domestic abuse. We have drunkenness. We have all kinds of things that are the result of ultimately the fall, the deception of Satan, other powers at work around us. And sometimes it feels like our day-to-day life is like we're stuck in this house with this monster that could show up at any time and beat the wall down and hurt us. So I think in Stranger Things, the spiritual demonic forces that are shown and play such a big part in the storyline are kind of metaphors or symbolize the very real turbulent difficulties of life in our real world. And, you know, you wonder, why does the mom stay there? Well, it's for the sake of the kid. And that's the same reason why do many women stay in abusive relationships? Well, for the sake of the kids. Or there could be other reasons, but this stuff happens in the real world, as I want to say. It's just shown in a dramatic way by all these dark forces. But in a sense, even in our world, those dark forces aren't just metaphors. Satan is at work, lying, leading people astray, leading people away from the truth. I'll read you another quote. This is more from the second season. There's this monster called the Demogorgon, and he's always drawn by blood. And in biblical thought, blood is the life force. The Demogorgon is not the Stranger Things version of the devil or Satan. He says another character, the Mind Flayer, the Shadow Monster, is a more apt counterpart to the devil, given its intelligence, its possession of will, and its command of other citizens of this realm. A lot of interesting things he says, and I don't have time to explain all the characters. But there certainly is a real dimension to spiritual warfare. I'll also say, if you've seen the show, you know Eleven is kind of the savior figure of the show. She also has a type of miraculous birth, and it's her supernatural, you know, she's a combined regular human girl, but she also has these supernatural abilities. She's what is able to save the town from the curse. And so in that way, there are some parallels there with Christ and what he does in redeeming us, in defeating dark powers, and leading us to truth and eternal life. And that, you know, life and death is the theme of Stranger Things. Well, I hope this has been helpful. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.